Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we're going to talk about the House Republicans and campaign promises. Promises made and promises, well, promises made. And we're going to talk about gas prices and how everything is shaping up there. So during the midterms, the House Republicans put a lot of talk behind gas prices. That was their focus, talking about how Biden wasn't doing enough and so on and so forth. So fresh on the news that oil companies made so much that some of them are going to be doing buybacks, they, you know, they've decided that they're going to impose some new regulations, and they passed something in the House. And of course, it's like to increase refining capacity, require these oil companies that made all this money to fix some infrastructure so maybe, you know, gas prices won't go up for the average person. No, of course not. It's to prohibit Biden or the president from doing draws from the Strategic Reserve. Remember when Biden put the oil on the global market in an attempt to get prices down? Remember that? They want to stop him from being able to do that. Now, to be honest, I know prices at the pump dropped, but I do not know that there's a causal link. I didn't look into it because that's not really the point. The point is they don't care about gas prices. They obviously don't. They're not doing anything in an attempt to make it to where they don't go back up. In fact, they're attempting to limit something that might have helped because those were just the lines that they fed to their base. That was just something that they used to trick them and motivate them. They don't actually care about the commoners. Silly. So what does this tell us? One, promises made are definitely not promises kept. They do not care about gas prices for the average person. Their focus is not on helping them. Their focus may be on hurting them in hopes of it helping the Republican Party in 2024. And it shows that the House Republicans are rudderless. They've passed this in the House. They think it's going to get through the Senate? They think Biden's going to sign it? It's more action for social media engagement. It's more talk designed to manipulate those who don't actually follow through, who believe whatever their betters tell them. It's designed to trick those people. That's what it's there for. This isn't going anywhere. But while they gain absolutely nothing, because there's no way the legislation advances, they broadcast very clearly that they didn't care about gas prices, that that was all talk, because they're not actually, you know, trying to regulate the companies who are engaged in something that until, I think, the 80s was flat out illegal. They're just trying to limit Biden's power to help, which is a bold strategy, I guess. This might be something to bring up with your relatives at some point. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.